Over 40,000 companies apply to be on Shark Tank every year, and 250 of those get to actually pitch the sharks. Since the show's inception back in 2009, the sharks have invested $207 million into businesses. With numbers like that, the sharks are bound to make a handful of bad investments. In this video, we'll be taking a look at two of the worst investments the sharks have made to date, starting out with Toy Guru. Toy Guru, or what some were calling the Netflix for toys, was a fairly interesting twist on a fast-growing subscription industry back in 2011. Essentially, people would sign up for a toy box subscription where they would receive a certain amount of toys they could use for 30 days. At the end of the month, the families had the ability to either buy those toys for good or ship them back and receive a new toy box. You can tell watching this episode, the idea piqued the interest of all the sharks.
The average family spends anywhere between $1,200 and $1,400 a year.
And tell me again, the cost per toy box that you ship was $200, did you say? And what's your cost on the toys that you're shipping?
On the box of toys, it's gonna be anywhere between $50 to $85, $90.
It's 2.5 months you break even on each customer.
That's exactly right.
A deal was struck where Mark and Kevin invested $200,000 for 35% of the business. But that money was gone quick. Toy Guru had two massive issues, inventory and logistical costs.
The business begins to grow. Does it suck up a ton of cash?
Nikki, for every $1 million of sales, how much do I have to put in to buy inventory of toys?
Just in toys.
Just in toys, $64,000. That's gonna cover a year of toys.
Okay, Nikki, I've heard enough.
They had very high costs on toys because they weren't buying one toy at scale. They were buying tons of different toys at low quantity. Also, because toys are different shapes and sizes, shipping costs were a nightmare to fine-tune. Ironically enough, the founder of Toy Guru said appearing on Shark Tank may have been the worst thing for them. They had a massive uptick in subscriptions after the show, no grip on the logistics or inventory costs, and just like that, they filed for bankruptcy a year later. The second company we're taking a look at is Breathometer. This to date will probably go down as the worst investment since the TV show's inception because all sharks were involved. Essentially, Breathometer allowed you to plug in a breathalyzer directly to your phone, allowing you to check your BAC level at any time. Honestly, the idea sounds pretty strong, and it seems like a product that would have benefited a lot of people. And the sharks had the same mindset at first glance as well.
Breathometer, the world's first smartphone breathalyzer. It's so small, it can fit in your pocket. Within a matter of seconds, you'll be able to know what your breath alcohol level is. And better yet, it can even tell you how long it'll take to sober up. And if need be, you can even hail a cab with the push of a button. So please join me on this mission to help people make smarter and safer decisions one breath at a time. Thank you.
Now, it's rare to have all five sharks go in on the same deal, but it's even crazier that they all went in on a company that at its core was just a scam. See, the sharks never thought to validate just how accurate this product was. I mean, you were plugging in a breathalyzer to your iPhone. And it turns out the product wasn't accurate at all. In 2017, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that the breathometer device was seriously inaccurate in its BAC analysis. Because of this ruling, the company faced legal issues, and the FTC ordered a refund for all customers who had purchased the device. On top of the product being faulty, the founder of Breathometer didn't really seem to have his priorities in line with growing the company. The sharks noted they would text and call him all the time, asking for updates, and he would rarely respond. Mark Cuban also noticed some early red flags about the founder and quickly realized he may be involved with the scam.
Hi, Charles. I look at his Instagram and he'd be in Bora Bora. And I look at his Instagram.
This guy's
Yes.
What?
2 weeks later and he'd be in Vegas partying, you know, then he'd be on Nectar Island with Richard Branson. And I'd text him like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be working. Oh no, I'm networking. Next thing you know, all the money's gone.
After a few years of legal battles, refunding customers, and vacations to Bora Bora, Breathometer filed for bankruptcy and closed its doors. I'm a small channel, so any like, comment, and subscribe goes a long way. So if you feel inclined, really appreciate the support, and more videos coming soon.